Let's call this meeting of the Tannehill County Commission this July 2nd, 2014 to order. And if I'm not mistaken, we have an issue regarding bids around the agenda. We have Rod Erickson and John C.T. with us. Gentlemen, if you would like to begin.
Thank you. We're here this morning regarding bid number 201405-265 for septic system services. This was a bid that I was requested to put out by Mr. Suti as well as the commission, and I released this bid for septic system services on May the 24th. It closed on June the 30th, which was the day before yesterday. It was scheduled to open yesterday, and we opened this bid at 10 a.m. July 1st, 2014. In the normal processes and efforts that I engaged in regarding this bid and involved contacting the local vendors and making sure that all of them had bid information, or at least they knew that it was posted on our website as of May the 14th, May the 24th. And so yesterday we only received one package, which was kind of unusual. And Mr. Suti and I went ahead and opened that one package, and I'll let him share the results of what that package rendered.
Okay, the prices that we received, the normal prices, when I first called these, called S&S and I called Boardman's both, not sharing with them about what we was planning to do or anything, but their normal prices was $145 for the Branson Forsyth area and $170 for Cedar Creek, Bradleyville, Pro Tem area. And they were pretty much consistent between both the haulers. The bids we received, they have broken this down a little bit more per town, per the town. And the way this was structured was Mr. Erickson had looked at the zip codes, and each town, incorporated or not, represented by the zip code. And I think that's how they addressed their cost. With that, the $145, the prices that we received back range from $140 to $170. Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, Reuter, those areas which normally would be $170 have been readjusted to $150 for Bradleyville, $155 for Cedar Creek, $160 for Reuter, and Pro Tem still $170. The $145, there's been some adjustment there to where Forsyth, Kirbyville, Mildred, and Rockaway Beach would be at $145, at $140 per load cost, and then the $145, which was what they normally would charge, remained the same for Branson, Hollister, Z-Mills, Marion Woods, Mincy, Fireside, Point Lookout, Tannehill, and Shade. So there is some savings in there. It's not as low a price as what I thought we would get back, but there are some savings there in that in some of the areas. Anywhere from $20 to $10 a load when you look at Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, and Reuter. And
I won't see much savings in Forsyth, Kirbyville, Milford.
$5 a load.
And this is in line with what they're currently charging?
Yeah, what they're currently
charging. Well,
that's what I was hoping we might see when we bid this out. You know, I was thinking we might see something like that, but normally their normal cost was $145. per load for the Branson Forsyth area, which according to Matt Stalkup and Tim actually was $150 for just the local area. Then he was also $170 for the outlying areas like Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, and Pro Tem. I think fuel's plays a big part in it. I think the fuel cost is a big deal to what they're doing. And then they have none of this. Neither of these companies land applies this wastewater. It all goes to Hollister with Borman's, or it goes to Branson with S&S, so none of this will be land applied in the environment. It'll all go to, so they've got costs there also.
Well, what,
How come they don't deliver to the sludge area? Because that's going to be hauled right directly over to the sludge field.
You mean the biosolids project?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not ready to go yet. But
I know, but
when it's ready, they will, in a roundabout way, because they will take it to Hollister, which will end up, that sludge, when it's decanted and processed, it'll end up at the dryer.
Okay.
Or they'll take it to Branson, which the same thing will occur there.
All right. Okay.
That's how they plan on handling kind of the waste from these fellows. And then they pay, like, Borman's pays Hollister a tipping fee per load, as Tim does for the city of Branson. That's how they get the cost, but that sludge eventually will end up there.
Well, Borman's is the only bid that you got, right?
Yes, sir.
And their total estimate was $63,000 for approximately 450 tanks. Feinstein's immediate. So
when you look at that, they kind of used an average of $140 times 450, which, I mean, if they had more tanks from Pro-10, for example, or some of these other costs, I mean, that's going to fluctuate. I guess that's to kind of give you an idea. But
well, it's obviously going to be a little higher than they quoted, because
yeah,
140 is the lowest.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're not going to see, you know, we probably won't see 450 tanks because these costs are, you know, like to say, are more than the 140. Due to the newspaper article, I've had probably 10 people already contact me from Cedar Creek, for example. You know, and I've had probably 25 phone calls over this last week.
Yeah, 15 times the 10, that's just an extra $150 for the total cost. Mm-hmm. It's $155 per tank instead of $140. So that's not bad.
Nah, I'm concerned about $100,000 on this deal if that was it's true. But I guess you put the bid out for $450.
Well,
fine for the first year, and then we can.
I don't think we have near that many people that will apply for this, but maybe.
No.
We keep pushing it.
Hey, last night I had people come up to me and say that they were going to participate.
Well, good. I'm getting a lot of calls, guys. Shannon's getting me some envelopes and stuff, you know, and when we're ready to go, but. You know, I plan to get the flyers out. Shannon's going to publish the press release and launch the program. And right now, most of the people that's called me have learned about it through the newspaper. But I was looking at Country Mart and around, and they've got bulletin boards and stuff. I'm trying to hit those and just go to O'Reilly's, go to the businesses around the areas. Ridgedale, all over the Four Corners, you get these flyers up. And then I think that the hauler, through word of mouth, through the hauler, will help us a lot, too. We'll get the word out there. I think it'll be pretty good.
Big boost for the economy, for the environment.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great thing. The people I spoke with, they think it's a great
thing. Are we to award this morning, Mr. Housman?
That was the thinking.
If we do, then that would be, I shared with Ron there prior to the meeting that I've talked to Matt, and they're ready to start immediately if they are awarded the contract.
And I guess with them being able to turn that in, would you entertain letting me make a motion? I'll make a motion that we award this set of paint pumping bid to Borman's.
I'll second the motion. Motion's made and second to award bid number 201405-265 for septic system services pumping out, as you stated, to Borman. Has been a tough discussion. My question is, if at any time we have multiple tanks that are needed to be pumped out at the same time, is there any need for a secondary? I know that nobody else did, but
I don't believe that we could probably do that with through bid service. Maybe not. I don't know.
It wasn't structured that way. And I just kind of, and I appreciate what you're asking there and what you're looking at. But if I'm a contractor and I bid on something, and I'm looking at the aggregate there on the units that I have to work with to make a profit on, I could have, you know, concern about that. But given the number of trucks that they have,
I really
don't think we'll have a problem.
I would have been willing to consider
as a secondary
company on calls if there were such, but they didn't bid, so I can't do that.
Those are all good points. We'll take it. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
If I, like on a monthly basis, get on the agenda just to give you an update on where we're at, or when you'd rather have it like every 2 months, or just so I kind of keep this loop, or...
No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Anything else for me?
Mr. Erickson? No.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, we're ready to go.
Put that on the website.
Ready to go.
Okay, good.
Put that on the website, and you'll start getting lots of calls.
Yeah.
Now,
we're getting several right now, so that's great.
Right. This is for, is the bid for 1 year? Is the bid for?
Basically,
so many tanks?
I think that we put on there, it's renewable, possibly. I don't want to get into your wording there. I'm looking at it like it's for this year, depending on how much money that we have to work with.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to start, I think we have $62,000 we appropriated toward this. I'm going to have a spreadsheet, and I'll be checking that down and giving you an update on that.
Did you have a renewable date on it, Ron?
I didn't know if there was something that if we'd satisfied with them, if they renewed at the same cost or negotiated lower, then we could maybe do that, keep rolling, but... There's something about 18 months in there or something.
Well, we talked about that. Yeah, there it is. Once awarded a subsequent contract, a subsequent contract?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm one thing, you know. Once awarded, a subsequent contract is expected to remain in place for 18 months unless otherwise ordered by the Taney County Commission with a 1 year renewal option.
Yeah, so we've got that.
And it mentions tanks would be pumped every 4 years.
Yes.
So we're not going to pump tanks more than every 4 years.
Technically, unless you've got a problem with your system, you should have to pump your tank more than
that. Unless you've got some other kind of problem.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
See you, Wes.
Gentlemen, thank you. That concludes our business for today. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
And I guess we're ready to go down to BOE, huh?
And I will second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Yeah.
Yeah.